listening to another episode of the Social Media Church Podcast, the place for conversations with church leaders about social media. This is episode number 38. My name is DJ Chuang, your host for this weekly conversation. And this episode will feature my conversation with Elwood Matthews, who's the iCampus pastor at Zion Church in the Metro Washington, D.C. area, a multicultural church, large percentage African-American. And so they are doing online church for a couple of years now. They've switched platforms a couple of times and just being nimble and adaptable to the fast-changing technology and also finding the best ways to engage with people online holistically. I first met Elwood probably 6 years or so ago in person at a Panera Bread, and this is just at the dawning of when internet churches and online worship was beginning to form, kind of like when the lava of the volcano was just beginning to cool, and we were playing around with the ideas of providing worship online. And since that time, their church has launched an internet campus, and so this conversation was a catch-up and just reconnect to see how that has flourished and what's working for them and how they are forming an expression and worship experience for people online so that they can connect in as part of the Zion Church community. Let me switch over. Here's my conversation with Elwood Matthews. Hey, this is DJ Chuang for the Social Media Church Podcast. Today, I'm joined with Elwood Matthews, who's the iCampus pastor at Zion Church, one of the multi-site churches in the Washington, D.C. area, a very multi-ethnic church led by Pastor Keith Battle, who's an African-American fantastic communicator. And they've launched an internet campus for about 2 years now, and I wanted to check in with Elwood and get the backstory of how they launched this internet campus and what they're learning through this process. Elwood, thanks for joining me for this conversation.
It's my pleasure, DJ. Thanks for doing what you're doing, man.
Great. And so as we were just warming up for this, you were saying how easy it is to launch an internet campus. So walk us through how your church decided to do this and what kind of pieces you needed technologically and people-wise to pull this off.
Yeah, so I'll gratefully do that and share what I know. We do have a kind of a tech team of people who probably could express this, some sorts of it, better than I can. But, you know, I'll start out with answering your question as to why we decided to do this. And the big thing was, I mean, I know the common answer often is to spread the gospel, but and that is it. But we found, what I found is that there are, you know, the thing that keeps the gospel in a box is the box, which is the church, four walls, you know, our buildings. And I just would have a hard time believing that if Paul in the Bible was going to start, you know, churches or spread the gospel, that he would limit himself to, you know, to just using, you know, not old school methods, because the physical building is still, you know, still the preferred way for many people. But I believe he would use technology to, you know, versus writing a letter, maybe he'd send an email on that letter. I mean, there's some things he would do. So for us, it was really, I had shared with the church what I had discovered. I'm kind of a catalyst, just, you know, like to love new, fresh ideas that apply to ministry or apply to anything, really. For me, I like to dig deeper into them and see the value of them. And this was one of those things where I was like, wow, we can actually share the gospel across the world and reach a broader audience who may like a particular way that church is presented, and particularly the unchurched person. That was our thinking, a person who didn't want to cross, either had a bad church experience or did not want to cross the doors of a church. And I'm thinking, okay, how do we reach that person? How do we interrupt their day? And when I say that, I mean, you know, people are on their phones pretty much all day. You know, if you walk down the street, you pretty much see people with their face down, looking at their phones, either texting or reading emails or looking at videos. So this was a way for us to kind of be part of that, part of their day, no matter where they were. So this was, you know, there was a lot of pieces to this to make it happen. Originally, how we started, I wouldn't suggest that people start now. You can start very inexpensive now because, you know, innovative churches like LifeChurch.tv, you know, they have a church online platform, which has, you know, things that used to cost us, you know, $1,000 plus a month are free now. You know, so it's amazing. Immediately, my budget changed when they launched that. So that was exciting. So we're using their platform. It's my understanding they're coming out with an updated, newly created, rebuilt platform. I don't know when that is, but that's what we were told by one of the techs there. So that's been great. And then, of course, you need the vehicle for being able to stream. We were using, I guess it's okay to name names, but we were using 316, which is fine. I mean, they're doing a great job. We wanted to do it for less cost. We felt like with a lot of the things that were changing and becoming free, that we could do this for a lot less. And our guys jumped on it, and that was our goal for really these next 2 months was, okay, how do we cut the cost and still give a great experience of helping people meet, grow, and serve on the iCampus? And so one of our guys, Patrick Huber, has been looking into Google has and they have a method, and again, Patrick would probably, I mean, they could certainly shoot me an email if they want more details about it, but Google has, there's a way to stream through Google. That we're not going to use that method, but there is a cheap and very, not cheap, but very inexpensive, in fact, I think it's free, method for streaming.
Yeah, currently it's free if you use Google Plus Hangout, Google Plus Hangout on Air, and then you link it to a YouTube live page.
Yes, that's exactly right. So that's one method. The other, which many people are using, is Wowza, through Wowza, and some, I think Marty's using it alongside of Wirecast, and so we're exploring that right now, using Amazon servers. You know, that's where we are now. So you can do it very inexpensive. I mean, we're looking at trying to. So the platform is free. You know, we're looking at two things. We're looking at how we can stream at a very low cost. It looks like through Wowza and some of the other stuff that Marty is setting up. It looks like it's going to cost us less than a couple hundred bucks a month to do this. So which is really great from where we came from, because we were paying, I don't mind saying this, we were upwards of $1,800 a month. To go to $200 a month, which also is going to include our video on demand, which we're either going to use Vimeo or we're going to use some other tool that our web guy is going to build out something. And then I think it's still connected to Wowza somehow, this whole Wowza piece that Marty's working on. So we're excited about that. If I'm a church and I can start an iCampus pastor, I mean, an internet church online or internet campus for $200 and spread the gospel that way, $200 per month. You know, there's some back end costs, some other costs that if you don't have already cameras and that kind of thing, if you're not already videotaping your services, then you may incur, you know, cost on that side of it. So that's kind of, you know, where we are. DJ, our philosophy may be different from, you know, I don't know if you want to get into that at this
yes,
point.
Yes, we do want to get into the philosophy because the tech side can just get really technical and you almost need to have a consultant or someone who's very technical, work through all the nuts and bolts and the electronics and the wiring. But the philosophy is really what shapes how each church does their internet campus differently, uniquely, that fits who they are and their culture. So you're not just streaming a video or playing a video on demand. You're actually creating an online experience. So what does that look like for Zion Church?
Yeah, so for us, it looks like, well, first of all, we believe that we can not only give people, a Sunday kind of meet God experience, is what we call it, a worship experience on the iCampus, but we also are starting to figure out more about how to do small groups online that are effective. We started out, we've been working on them for about a year, and it got really hard. Some of the tools weren't so great, and so then we came back this year and we kind of retooled, and we've got three small right now. We have three online small groups: two women, one men's, and the goal is six for the end of the year. Now I know if you're listening, I'm sure different churches have different experiences, but six small groups online doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a little different than physical small groups. So it's been, it's been a challenge with just the tools and getting people people want it to be convenient, but once you get on and use the tools of trying to build relationships, and kind of do life together, but do it together using, an online tool that works. We have one woman who's using Google Hangouts for hers, so we're still testing all this. We're using WebEx for another group, the other two groups, and then we're still looking at VC is one of the ones we're looking for. I think it's VSEE is one that I'm just exploring it right now. But so back to the philosophy. So for us, we want people to not only meet God through our worship experience, but we want them to get connected. We want them to grow closer to God or grow in Christ through our small groups and the teaching there, as well as serving. No matter where you are, we've created serving opportunities. We also help people to serve right in their own community. So we give them things they can do right in their own community, as well as we have people who come from other states. They join us on mission trips. Who are part of the iCampus. So we want to bring that whole experience. We see people who are inviting people to the iCampus and sharing the gospel that way, or sending them a link to the iCampus or to a video on demand. That we're getting emails from people who are giving their life to Christ online. We have a form, or in a live prayer where a person can give their life to Christ. So let me just walk you through a Sunday. Let me just take you, because we've kind of pulled back to all our live experience right now is on Sundays. We've just found that that's been the most valuable space, because people expect, both believers and non-believers, they expect to come to church on a Sunday or a Saturday, depending on what your what your beliefs are. So what ours looks like, most people have seen the church online platform, but we want when our chat is open, there's a next step tab. There's notes, there's a next step tab. So if a person wants to know, what do I do next, after you watch our service, or even if you just show up there and you want to know what's next, they can go there and see, how do I get better connected into the life of Christ or the church? As well as I said, there's a note tab that people can print out. And if you're familiar with, the church online tools or a lot of these tools, you can print those notes out. You can also add to those notes. Big thing for me is interaction. And so the chat is big. Live prayer is big, because I get to actually have and our volunteers get to have an interaction with people, create some meaningful dialogue in that chat. And that has been incredible. Because people will, you'd be amazed what people will share in chat. And we worship together. You hear people vocalizing or kind of exhorting the Lord, as in the chat. So it's amazing what happens there. So that piece is valuable, because it helps us to move, help a person take the next step. We can guide them to our next step tab. We can say, hey, you know, you've been great in this space. You know, have you ever considered being a greeter here or a host here on in the chat? And so we get people who will serve in that particular way. We have, just to give you an idea, the serving opportunities that are kind of virtual that people are signing up for right now, outside of the ones that are a little more physical, like missions. You know, people actually go on those mission trips. But there's chat, of course. There's live prayer that people we have a host there as well. We also have a person who, which is a new role for us, is a community coordinator. So what we're doing is we're working on these viewing parties. If you've seen Oprah, any of that, she's done these viewing parties. That's kind of where we got the idea from. And so the viewing parties, what we're working on now is we want people to connect in their homes and invite people to their homes to watch the service online. And then afterwards, there will be an interaction between the various groups that meet in their homes. And the idea is, you know, we're kind of blending the physical space with the virtual space. So we're getting people to kind of have these small services in their home, but through the virtual service, if that makes sense.
There you go. Bringing the worship service to their homes.
Yes, yes. And so we're currently working on those pieces, just technology-wise, you know, trying to work through the Roku piece or some other manner of making the experience, you know, good for them. So something that, DJ, I think has been a challenge for us, and we're still, I've seen one of the churches in Florida, not Flamingo, they're not called Flamingo anymore. It's
Potential Church.
Potential Church, yeah. I think it was them who, you know, they were trying to work through the whole baptism and communion piece. Some churches have some internet campuses have partnered with other churches around the world. Some have, from my understanding, and some have done, you know, they've done it through video from wherever that person is, in a, you know, bathtub or a pool. Or so that's one way they've been able to do baptism. We're still working on that. I'd love to hear some feedback of what people are doing there in that space, and also small groups. We want to continue to grow, you know, in that area. So again, our philosophy is more of a holistic approach. We feel like that there are people who, even though it would be great if they would come to a physical space, there's people who are getting, they're able to connect to the church who normally are not going to step foot through the church, at least at where they are in their walk right now. We still believe that they need to grow in Christ. They need relationships with people, and they still should have the opportunity to serve until or unless that changes. Meaning if they decide they want to go to a physical location. We're also looking at using that to help us discover where to launch physical locations. So if we have a pocket of people, you know, we'll either go and do a meetup or something in that area just to see, you know, because in some cases we only have IP addresses. Other cases, through the chat, we'll have a login. So if we can figure it out, then we'll go there and at least begin to meet up with these folks and have conversations. So that's the direction we kept going in. That's kind of our philosophy behind the iCamp. Still learning, you know, learning, want to learn like crazy. So we're really open to hearing more about what other churches are doing. So
yeah, that's great. And here at Social Media Church, we invite people to really join the conversation, and we've accumulated over 35 episodes every week since last summer. So there's quite a conversation that's been accumulated, and we certainly reach out to people through Twitter and Facebook, and we have a voicemail line where people can call and share their experiences, stories, and questions as well. And one of the amazing things that I hear you as you tell the philosophy and story of how Zion launched its iCampus is it's low cost for incredible reach, and you're really keeping an open hand to see what opens up as people engage the word and experience community with your church. Now, Zion Church is a large physical church. What are you running on the physical campus, and what are you running on the online campus in terms of attendance?
Yeah, so on our physical campus, it's about 3,000, and let me break those numbers up. So yeah, it's about 3,000 on the physical campus. On iCampus, it's 800. It's a little bit over 800, which is some people would say, well, that's a small church, or that's a church, and it is. It's awesome. It's incredible. We celebrate it, but there's so many. You know, we think about the billions of people who are connected to their smartphones. There's so much more room for growth in reaching unchurched people, and even reaching people who just don't have a committed relationship with Christ through this media. So I'm excited about this. But that's our numbers. Yeah, that's where we are.
Yeah, and sometimes with online churches, they count those numbers differently, whether it's just IP addresses that check in versus IP addresses that stay on and watch at least 30 minutes of the service or whatever. Do you have a particular gauge on how you measure that?
Yeah, we do IP addresses. What we used to have, we had on our old site, we had a check-in. Well, it's just, you know, the numbers have varied. So when we first started out, we had a custom-built site, and it had, you know, a place where people would check in. And then you could also go to the streaming provider and see, to Google Analytics, see what people were doing there. And I think we're around 1,100 or something at that time. We're not sure how accurate those numbers are. We simply go to now just looking at what we don't do the 30-minute things. I simply take IP addresses. And we take unique IP addresses, not just IP addresses, but they have to be unique, meaning they didn't show up there multiple times or that kind of thing, is what we are currently taking. Now, Life Church, on the other hand, has, which is not currently functioning in the church online platform anymore, and I imagine maybe they're going to build this back in, but there was a space on their platform for analytics, and you just simply click on the service, the date, and it would give you the numbers of people who had, and I don't know what their parameters were, but it would give you your numbers for that day, for each service. So I'm hoping they build that back in just to simplify getting the numbers.
Sure. And what's amazing, you shared a few dollar figures, just how low cost it is to launch an online campus versus a physical campus, and the number of people you reach is, I mean, if you think about it in terms of ROI, it's just amazing what you can do with this.
Yeah, it's incredible. Incredible.
How are you reaching people online? Sometimes people launch an online campus and it's an overflow of people that couldn't quite make it to the physical campus, or it's people that are on vacation. How are you reaching people that wouldn't know Zion Church physically? What kind of strategies are you doing through advertising and social media to reach people that are outside of the Washington, D.C. area?
Yeah, primarily it's been we had a woman who was just focused on social media, and so for it was through Twitter, you know, meaning when we haven't done a Google AdWords or either not even had a big focus on, you know, SEOs or anything like that. We really have it's been Twitter and Facebook. It's just really been letting people know that it's available. It's been through word of mouth.
I mean, those are amazing numbers. You're reaching a third of the size of your physical church just through organic word of mouth and word of mouth.
That is amazing. Yeah, I hadn't really looked at it that way and thought about it that way, but you're absolutely right. It is amazing that happens that way. And again, I think I got a letter this morning. Somebody forwarded it to me from a guy who lives far away, but he used to come to the physical campus. And he was just reiterating in his letter to our senior pastor, to Keith Battle, that, hey, I just want you to remember, man, iCampus is a campus, you know. And of course, you know, Pastor Battle knows that. Keith knows that. But he was just, for some reason, he wanted to reiterate, you know, just remember, iCampus is a real campus, you know. I mean, I've been on it for 2 years, and you know, I get connected, and I used to go to the physical location, but now I've been doing this. So depending on your philosophy, you could look at that as a good thing, or you could say, oh, we just lost a guy who no longer comes to the physical location. But our goal for that guy is to, of course, invite people. If he's far out, he's inviting people to our experience. We want to get them to Christ. I mean, that's the ultimate thing. I want to get him to Christ, and he's already in Christ, but if he believes in that space, we believe he'll invite people to that space. I mean, a lot of times people don't invite people to church because they either don't think that person wouldn't like the experience, or, you know, maybe they're not just totally sold out on the experience themselves. And for a guy to want to invite somebody to the experience, to me, says a lot. So we really want to. I'm encouraged by him, but we could do more. I mean, Google AdWords. I've been looking at that, you know, because we have some goals for this year with our numbers and the number of people we reach. Just want to see what God's doing with what we have, and then do more of it. So we do have some goals for this year to. One of our goals is to double our attendance for 2013, and I believe we will by using tools like Google AdWords, pushing more front door content. You know, we're a content-driven society, man. I mean, you know, with YouTube and, you know, all the Ustream and all the stuff that you can watch instantly. We're working on some content that we can connect to. An unbeliever might connect to it, but it would lead them to church ultimately. It'd lead them to a conversation. I'm sorry. It would lead them to a dialogue. That dialogue would lead them to the iCampus experience. So we do things like, it's called a weekly snack, and the weekly snack is just, they're like tidbits. They're less than 2 minutes, and they're just a quick tidbit of some life application, something you can apply to your life today. And we use, you know, relevant analogies that, you know, you'd know, maybe it's something about your hard drive and it's related to your heart or something, you know, putting things on your heart and your hard drive. It's that kind of stuff that any person could connect to it. But we want you to comment on it and create a dialogue there. And that dialogue helps us to lead you to more. And that's kind of, you know, our goal with things like the weekly snack. So,
well, excellent.
Hopefully that helps.
Well, thank you so much, Elwood. Great connecting with you again, and love what you're doing there at Zion Church Online. And I'll add a link in the show notes for people to connect with you and to experience Zion Online.
Yeah, thanks, DJ. And also, I just want to, again, give you a shout-out for what you're doing, man. I think it's going to be incredible for how it helps to spread the gospel through all the, you know, all the connections that you are making with the Internet Campus. So very unique thing, man. Thanks a bunch for doing it.
Thank you, Elwood. Great connecting with you.
Check the show notes at socialmediachurch.net for links for how you can connect with Elwood Matthews, how you can experience Zion Church Online and be part of their iCampus online worship experience. And I'd love to hear from you, those of you that are regular listeners and even first-time listeners of Social Media Church. The links to all our social media channels connections are there at socialmediachurch.net. Would love to have a conversation with you through Twitter or Facebook, even email, add a comment. Or you can call in with your, literally, call in with your voice so your voice can join the conversations here by calling our voicemail number, which is 9493-543216. Let me sign off here. My name is DJ Chuang. This is the Social Media Church Podcast, a place where conversations with church leaders about social media. And until next time, we will stay connected online.